What's up, guys? How you doing? Welcome into today's episode. I am your host, Juice, or the Language Juice Podcast. I don't know what episode number this is, but it's been a long time, hasn't it, guys? It's been a while. How are you guys doing? Welcome in. I take a break, man, because sometimes I feel like I need to take a break. And I was going through a lot with, life, with people dying, stuff going on. But I just wanted to focus on actual work, which is marketing. But now I'm gonna try to implement slowly the English part. I didn't forget you guys. You guys know that. I love you guys. You guys are cool. Right now I am in, where am I? I'm in Manizales. I'm in a city called Manizales in Colombia. It's a small city. I would say, yeah, it's a small city, I would say. I'm here because I like Colombia, as some of you guys may know, because I just like the Spanish here. It just sounds really nice to me, and it's just a great place for me to try to improve my Spanish because the people are just so welcoming here. The people are just so nice here in Colombia. People think that Colombia is dangerous country, and it could be dangerous. But in general, if you don't look for trouble, you're not going to find trouble, right? They have a saying, "Don't give papaya," and it's essentially just don't do things that, to make it seem that you want to get robbed, or don't do crazy things. Essentially, it was what I can take from this expression. But yeah, Colombia is a great country. In Manizales, the city that I'm in, is a very charming city, and it's just surrounded by colonial architecture. I was in Medellin, Colombia, which is the second biggest city in Colombia, and yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful city, but I kind of like the smaller cities where it's more cultural, and it's more, kind of local. You get the real local feeling. So the city is just it's just a great city to be in. And it's all actually the coffee region, actually. I'm in the coffee region. Eje Cafetero is what they call it. And as you guys know, I really love coffee. That's another reason why I'm here. I really love coffee a lot. So I'm in the coffee region of, in Colombia, right? Where they cultivate and they grow. They cultivate coffee. They grow the coffee here. And growing up in South Florida, we grew up with a lot of Colombians and Cubans. So, and Haitians as well. So I used to drink a lot of coffee. Even at a young age, like 7, 8, with milk and sugar, right? Not really enjoying the full caffeine, just a little bit of caffeine because it's a lot of milk and anything. Anyway, so growing up in South Florida, we have a lot of coffee, and so coffee is part of my life, is part of my routine. And coming to the coffee region and seeing how they grow the coffee is something that I really enjoy. And I think eventually, in the future, I would love to grow coffee, and go from there. I like history, right? So I like to go to cities like Bogota, Mexico City, these big cities, even in Washington, D.C., to see the historic element of a city. And in Manizales is very historical. It has like I said, the colonial architecture. And if you go downtown, you have the Plaza de Bolivar, you have the cathedral, the Basilica of Rosary. I don't know if it's a Rosary, I'm bugging. I think it's the Basilica de Nuestra Señora del Rosario. It's the cathedral, okay? And you can climb the tower and see like the panoramic view. It's gonna leave you like breathless. I was up there, and it's just breathtaking view. So yeah, I really liked this city. This is my second time. I was here last year for a month, and I think I might do a few more months here. There's a neighborhood called Chipre, and it's just a lot of cafes, colorful cafes, trendy shops. Get you some bandeja paisa, which is like the Colombian feast, and you can just catch a vibe, man. You have a good time, you know, in Colombia and in Manizales. Also, if you like, you know, more of an adventure, you can kind of take a hike through the Los Nevados National Park and climb the volcano. And then you can also go to the hot springs, which is like the Aguas Termales. And do you guys, I think in some countries, like in the States, I think we have some hot springs, which is the Aguas Termales. I don't know if in your country you guys have that. I think in certain countries in Europe or in Asia, they have these hot springs for sure. But yeah, so it's a lot of things to do in this small city. It's like less than a million. I would say it's like 500,000 population. So it's a very good city, you know, if you just kind of want to, you know, be in a city where it's not too big, but it's not too crowded. Like when you're in Manizales and you're in downtown area, it doesn't feel like, you know, it's too much going on. It's not too busy, not too crowded. But, you know, you have places if you want to kind of, you know, get some peace, you know, go to the nature. You know, I like nature. Even though I'm from Florida and we got a lot of beaches, I prefer being around nature in the mountains, you know, climbing, you know, the towers or whatever the hell. And it's a good time. It's a good time, I would say. So, yeah, that's what I would say about my experience here again in Manizales. I'm going to try to see if I could do some more episodes. People have been asking me to make some more episodes, and I know, guys, I know. But it's safe to say that I'm back. Okay, guys? Again. All right. Nice chatting with you guys. You guys have a great rest of your day. Hopefully you learned something. Practice listening regularly, guys. If it's not with me, do it with other podcasts, right? You have other podcasts that you can try to listen to. But some people told me that my voice is so nice. Or, you know, somebody told me, she's like, man, I miss hearing your voice because it's so so nice to hear. It's so clear. And I say, thank you. You're making me blush.